In spring 1983, the Institute of Alaska Native Arts sponsored an Alaska Native Writers Conference in Sitka. Two dozen writers met with authors from the lower 48 states, attending workshops and readings. On this Chinook program, we'll hear work by several Alaskans. First, Dr. Walter Sobolev of Tenaki Springs.
If this was a Chinook audience, I would have to give a flourishing introduction, lest I offend the Eagle tribe, because I will now present a poem about the raven, which is their father's people. And we wouldn't laugh at the raven because it would offend the Eagle people. And so there would have to be a very tactful presentation, but now I see that you're all ravens here, so it'll be all right. Brother Raven, Raven, you have so much flying fast. Your wings beat the air, Kichka, making sound of a beating drum. You are a sure flyer. You half glide through the air. You quarter glide through the air. You make a half rolling motion in the air. And then you can do a perfect, complete somersault through the air. Grabbing each other by the claws and dropping momentarily. All of this accompanied by you speaking while you are flying. I cannot understand what you are saying, but this is the way it sounds to me. Play ball. Ball one. Coca-Cola. Gawk, gawk. Meaning fish eggs. And then when you see one of the opposite tribe and clan girls while you're flying, I've heard you say, wow. Raven, Raven, yes, you are my Shukadeka. You are the head man of my tribe and clan. Keep flying, keep flying. Yes, 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 it's Raven, Chingit. We honor you by naming different ones in our tribe and clan after you. Yes, small raven. Yes, Nawu, a dead raven. Kichya, the front of your wings. Kichtayi, under your wings. Yishkak, your skeleton. Yishkuwu, your tail. Yishjini, your feet. Nashaki Yish, the raven way up at the head of the Nass River. Kostai Yish, around your claws. Shukayit, very hard and shiny bill. Kichgao, your wings sound like a drum as you fly through the air. Ayesh, sitting raven. Auchan, the smelly raven. Teyaguk, when you are hungry at the low tide, you peck around the rocks, eating barnacles. Yes, yes, keep flying. Your children and tribe wish you well. Keep flying.
Walter Sobolev. Next, Nora Dauenauer of Juneau and Hoona, and now Anchorage.
One of the greatest guys I knew was Harry Marvin. His face was always smiling. He had wrinkles from smiling. He was just one of the neatest guys. And during one of the Native Emphasis Week, he collapsed and died. They couldn't revive him. I thought one of the neatest things that could happen to anybody was to be dancing and dying right there. So I just kind of put it on paper, or tried to put on paper how it felt, you know, to be thinking about this great man. Harry Marvin in memoriam. Indeed, a noble killer whale. Final surface before diving with a grace befitting only you. I might have to explain this for those who don't understand. Harry Marvin, who was from Huna, is the Kagwantan clan, who was wearing his emblem, the killer whale. The Kagwantan are known as the killer whale sometimes. And so this is the way I felt. And maybe I should read it again. Harry Marvin, indeed a noble killer whale. Final surface before diving with a grace befitting only you.
Nora Downauer. Now Sharon Moore of Kotzebue.
I went to school in Fairbanks for about a year and a half, and got involved in a lot of stuff with some of the other students there, Festival of Native Arts and things like that. And this is one I wrote about education. Education, screamed the teachers. Education, cry the priests. Education commands the government. Even our parents hope that education will be our salvation. If the young people are educated, they will have the weapons to fight for our people, our heritage, our land. So we go to school to be educated, but we are educated in the white ways. We learn white history while those who could teach our history die in the villages. We learn white law as the law destroys our people. We learn lies, frustration, and despair. We learn to fear death. Some of us succumb to the pressure, escape with drugs, avoid by suicide, accept the fallacy that the only way to survive is the white way. And because our people are few and the young people are even fewer, our lives are expendable, our deaths easily forgotten. We long for the absolutes we once knew, life dictated by the seasons of the earth, people who love us, people we love. We long for life beyond the city, life without complications from subterfuge and power plays. We miss the sense of belonging. We don't want what these people offer. These people don't want us as we are. Some of us survive. Some of us remember the purpose of our education, the needs of our people, the pride of our heritage, the sanctity of our land. We see beyond the lies and surfaces and learn how these people think without being contaminated by the thoughts. We learn how to use the convolutions of their law. Our people who survived in the Arctic for hundreds of generations, life was never easy. We'll survive in this new world much more than a few hundred years. Those of us who survived the trial of education are strong enough, wise enough, proud enough. We are the weapons our parents hoped for.
Sharon Moore. Here is Andy Hope III of Sitka.
I'd like to do a few things now. This first one is a weather poem. Frozen Crow. Sunrise, January 20th, 1982. 12 degrees. A gentle wind cutting the water. Morning. Crows are gliding all over the sky. January 22, 1982. 8 degrees. Hard wind. Chill factor minus negative zero. Ice blue water sky in the morning. Crows are blowing all over the sky. Clouds freeze on the horizon above Bjorka. This next one, I spent some time as much as I could trying to learn as much as I could about our people's history. And There's a couple people that I really learned quite a bit from. One of these people is a man, gentleman by the name of Robert Zuboff, who passed away in about 10 years ago, just about 10 years ago, this month. And this poem's for him, Robert Zuboff. Shadach, migration, moving across the face of a mountain. Kakhwedi, Dakhwedi Yedi, Khutsnuu Kwan. When you look at Admiralty Island from Chatham, it looks like a bear coming out of its den. Raven was an angel, he said. He was like Lucifer, he came down from the sky. Raven Man, Basket Bay Man, the son of Dakhwedi from Angoon. Deshitan is a nickname, he said. We broke away from the Ganach Tedi. We're the Crow tribe. Songmaster. We lived with him briefly in the fall of 1973. He took us in when we had nowhere to go. I remember how it cleared on November 1st and stayed cold for a month. His legs were bad in the later years, but he would always walk through town, holding himself up with two canes. His family in Sitka, Kagwantan, his family in Basket Bay, Kakwedi, his family in Angoon, Dakhwedi, his family in Klukwan, Ganach Tedi, his family in Klawak, Takwanedi, his church in Sitka, his church in Angoon, his Russian Orthodox Church, his Greek Orthodox Church, his Tlingit Church. He was a Russian Orthodox man. When he died, the church was opened, something that rarely happened in Angoon. The various Pentecostal and charismatic Protestant faiths have risen in rural Alaska. Matthew Fred placed an icon over Shadach's heart and told us to kiss it as we walked by him to pay our last respects. Tom Young Sr. came from Sitka to honor Robert and oversee the brief traditional memorial after the funeral. Tom is Ganach Tedi from Klukwan. His family is old. How do storytellers and song people edit talk? What to think? What to say? What to sing? A man walks to the microphone at a Native convention. I don't speak good English, he tells the crowd before beginning his story. He talks about diplomacy, words going out, public statements, words coming out. He knows word power. Sometimes words spear people. Hurt people, puncture skin, tearing, bleeding, war songs, hate poems, wild words. Sometimes you can't get around those words, like Baraka's hard facts. Words coming down lickety-split on public scandal. Those lines rail like a saxophone. A geography of words, literary maps, describe the way you move along word landscapes, telling about place. Place words carefully. Make peace with words. Healing words. Ceremonial words. Plan. Think how your words come out. Transform words. Thoughts. Gossip. Rumor. Talking book. Oral tradition. Spoken word. Conversation, remembering, surrender, watch their faces, stories, acting, the famous, fidelity to the given word, the man standing here by his word, after Confucius threw pound. The translated word, think well, speak well, remember, know your words.
Readings by Andy Hope III, Sharon Moore, Nora Dauenauer, and Walter Sobolev. Sound recordist was Will Swagel. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.